Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
And we're following the tragedy in Israel today. More than 40 people were killed in a stampede at a religious festival. More than 100 others were hurt. NPR's Daniel Estrin joins us from Jerusalem. Daniel, you've been covering this since it happened. What more do we know about the stampede? What might have triggered it?
Well, just to describe the scene, this is a popular Jewish pilgrimage site. It's the tomb of a revered rabbi. And an estimated 100,000 people were there overnight. They were going into the site, coming out. There was a huge mass of people pushing against each other, trying to move through. It's a very rickety complex. There are passageways and stairs and flimsy railings. Police had put up barriers, tried to do crowd control, but there was one passageway that was a slight downhill. The metal floor was slippery, and there are videos where you see just a row of people in this mass just drop to the floor. You see a hand reach up in the air for help, and then the next row of people fall on top, and it was this pile up. Eyewitnesses say that medics and police at the scene were trying to pull people out and untangle them, and it was just chaos. People were screaming. People were crying out the Shema prayer, which devout Jews are meant to say before their death.
Yeah, it's a harrowing scene, to say the least. Daniel, tell us more about the festival that people were attending. What was this supposed to be?
Well, this is the Jewish festival of Lag BaOmer. This is a pilgrimage festival. First of all, Jews celebrate it around the world, around Israel, with bonfires. It's the anniversary of the death of a second century rabbi and mystic, Shimon Bar Yochai. That rabbi is a central figure in Kabbalah, in Jewish mysticism. So every year, there's a pilgrimage to his tomb, which is located in the Galilee in the north of Israel. It's a very old tradition to visit that tomb. And in Israel, it is the biggest annual public gathering that there is.
Well, Daniel, you mentioned, too, that the crowd was estimated at 100,000 people, which is a huge gathering, especially during a pandemic. And so there may have been a safety issue even before this stampede. Are critics saying that people shouldn't have been gathered in these kinds of numbers in the first place?
Yes. I mean, actually, they've been saying that for years with no connection to the pandemic. They've been warning, officials in Israel have been warning that this site is not equipped to handle such huge crowds. And actually, in 1911, there was another deadly disaster there. There was a railing that collapsed and about 11 people fell to their deaths. But what happened here is that last year there was not an event. Crowds were not allowed to the pilgrimage site because of the pandemic. This year, though, there was a lot of anticipation about holding this event because Israel is quickly reopening. There was a mass vaccination campaign here that was successful. More than half of Israelis are now vaccinated against COVID-19. And so there were expectations in the ultra-Orthodox Jewish community here that this event should go forward, just like restaurants are opening and concerts are happening in the secular public. But the Israeli health ministry was warning against this event, this kind of event that we saw last night with such huge crowds. We, NPR, spoke with the director general of Israel's health ministry. He says that he warned about the health risk, the coronavirus risk, about people not being vaccinated showing up, about youth under 16 who are not vaccinated being there. But another health ministry official explained to me that what we're talking about here is a lot of political pressure on the government and on Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu not to restrict this event. There was a decision taken that this event would take place unrestrictedly, no limits on numbers. And there are accusations that Netanyahu agreed to this because he needed to please ultra-Orthodox Jewish political parties. He needs their support as he tries to form a new government.
Sure. It's sort of this phenomenon we're seeing in other places, too, where there's this pent-up demand. After people missed something last year, there's even more of a demand for it this year. And as you mentioned, the prime minister, Daniel, he visited the area, Mount Moran, earlier today after the stampede. What did he say in his remarks there, and how is the rest of the country responding?
The prime minister said this would be thoroughly investigated. He called it one of Israel's worst disasters, and he declared a national day of mourning on Sunday. How the rest of the country is responding, it's quite chaotic still. I mean, families are looking for missing loved ones. Authorities are struggling to identify the dead. There has been a rush to identify bodies so that they can be buried before the start of the Jewish Sabbath. There have been some acts of kindness, too, that I think we can mention. People lining up to donate blood, and a Palestinian Arab community in the area of the tragedy that, you know, even though it's Ramadan and there's a fast, they set up food and drinks for Jews who were evacuating the site of this deadly disaster.
That's NPR's Daniel Estrin in Jerusalem. Daniel, thank you.
Thank you.